The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about the practice. There are a number of things that are going on in any given moment of practice of mindfulness or meditation. And it's nice to kind of have a wider scope that these almost simultaneous things are happening. That so we don't get kind of too focused on just one. I use an example. There's what we're doing and the purpose for what we're doing. There is the effect that what we're doing has on us. And then there's the longer-term consequences of what we're doing. So take one example of being resolved in practice. So you can have an intention or resolve to stay present, and that's a very important quality for a practice of mindfulness. Like, okay, I'm not kind of casually here, and I'll get around eventually to be present. I hear being present is a good idea, and I'll see if I sit here, if the present moment shows up, and my mind stops wandering off, and, oh, yeah, there it is, and then back to my preoccupations. And then eventually thinking about, well, maybe I'll try it out again, come back in a few moments, and then wander off. But, to have some a ballast or some intentionality, right, okay, this is what I'm doing, some clarity, and be somewhat resolved. Okay, I'm going to be here in the present. That's what I'm being here. I'm not going to sit here and figure out my shopping list for just going to the grocery store. I'm here to do this. So to be resolved. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. And that resolve can be quite a form of strength and ballast for a person. Okay, I'm really going to sit in this resolve. Some people can, what we're doing is we're being resolved to be mindful. So the seeming purpose of that is so we can be present and more continuously. But there's other benefits going on. When we practice and bring some degree of resolve, we're beginning to feel the benefits of resolve itself. Independent of the purpose for the resolve, just the fact that we kind of gather ourselves together, we have a certain stability, a certain kind of clarity, a certain kind of gathering ourselves together, and this is what I'm doing. That coming together, gathering together, if it's done in a good way, if it's not striving or with full expectations or a lot of self involved, just kind of like that gathering together to really do this one thing can feel really delicious, really nice to be that way. So that's the second thing. So there's, the purpose of resolve is to be present. But also the purpose of the resolved is to be resolved. Because, it's such a good thing. The third thing that this does is that one of the consequences is that we're building up kind of like the muscle of resolve or the habit to resolve, the capacity for resolve. Intentional involvement in doing what we're doing when we're doing it, that we carry with us into different activities that we do. And it could be that, it's nice that you're resolved in meditation. Maybe it's nice that you're in the present moment a little bit. That's nice, we say in our scene. But it turns out that maybe there's something much more important that happens to you than most moments of mindfulness. Maybe you have to go to the ER room with a friend of yours. And a lot of attention, someone has to be resolved to really support the person, get the person into the ER room, get the, really deal with the medical emergency and all the different details have to be taken care of. And you say, wow, I've been practicing resolve in meditation for a few years. I know how to get myself organized and focused and really be present here for this thing that really needs me now. Boy, am I glad. I don't know about how present, I got through my meditation, but I got the strength of resolve, and that really saw me through this difficulty. So maybe that's not the best example. Maybe you wanted a more mundane one. But so three things around resolve. It can help us be resolved to be in the present, and if that helps to be present, great. figuring out how to be resolved so it's a nourishing, healthy, wonderful quality that just nourishes us in and of itself, we get nourished. That's a second benefit. And the third is we're building a muscle. And that muscle might actually get stronger and stronger. Even though it's in the future that we benefit from it, don't underestimate how important it is. So as you practice here today, maybe you want to practice a little more resolve than you usually do. A little bit more intentionality. Okay, I'm going to be present. So I do walking meditation. I'm really going to be in the walking. Just really be present here, just the walking. This step. It's kind of like I have a little bit of blinders on. Like a horse has blinders on the side or something. So you really kind of stay focused. You don't get distracted by your thoughts so much and pulled by this and that. You just kind of stay, okay, here. And that having resolved might make you more engaged in your practice here. And you might have some of these other benefits that come along with the cultivation, development of resolve. And I could have chosen other examples, other qualities, but resolve is a good one. May you be resolved today. Thank you.